Hello, this is Thomas Mackey, and this is Bad Actions. This is my podcast. It's exclusively about bad news. I want to put that out to you right away. I get a lot of calls following my podcast asking me why I don't cover good news stories, because I don't consider good news to be news. I was watching the Today Show a while back, and I remember there was a story about some fat guy who was giving cookies to firemen. And it was something about chocolate chip cookies for first responders or something like that. And that was their good news story for the day. And everybody was oohing and aahing. And then the anchors ate some of his cookies and talked about how good they were. And then it was announced that he was also launching a cookie brand. For me, that's good news. It's not news. It's some guy's weird uncle who's deciding to launch a cookie brand, and he's sent the producer a press release and gotten on the news. That's not good. I mean, and that's, I think one person that understands that bad news sells is our former president and one of our favorites on Bad Actions, which is Donald J. Trump, one-time president of the United States, and now what many people say is he's still the president of the United States, but he's working out of a country club in southern Florida, something about John Joe Kennedy is going to come back from the dead in Dealey Plaza in Dallas and anoint President Trump president again. I it's very confusing. I can't keep up with these Republican legal theories. It's advanced constitutional law or postmodern constitutional law. I don't know what it is, but it's crazy stuff. Anyways, he used to be president, and now he's not president anymore. So that's my understanding of how elections work. He lost it. He bet it in 2020, and now he's not president anymore, even though everybody keeps saying that he is. Half the country still thinks he's president. But he seems to have a good grasp of, like, keeping people's attention, and that's usually by focusing on the thing that people love. And that's bad news. He's constantly spewing. I mean... Yeah, you hear like Trump and half of the country talk about it like we're all dying. It's terrible. I can't afford. I mean, it's not that they talk about how we can't afford anything. I can afford anything. I mean, not only can I afford anything, but it's delivered to my doorstep the next day. That's like even, everything on Amazon costs about like between $10 and $20. And, and then it arrives maybe after 4 p.m. the next day. I don't know where the problem is. I mean, these people are so upset, and unemployment's around 3.7 or something like that. It's been really low, which I guess if you're a business owner, that is bad news. But generally, like I said, I don't like to talk about good news, but that's usually considered to be an extremely low unemployment rate. So, anyways, people are. Really upset because the world's going to hell because some guy wears a dress sometimes. I don't know. It gets confusing. And, Mike Johnson, I mean, this guy is crazy. He's the new Speaker of the House and interesting person. I mean, he's a creationist, which means he believes dinosaurs were around when we were, because in the Bible it says humans were created on the seventh day, and all the animals were created on the sixth day. So the dinosaurs were just like one day before us, basically. So all those fossils that you find in the museums, that's just for like the day before humans were invented by God. But they all think that the creationists think that we were flying around on dragons or something like that, like in Game of Thrones. And I think if that's the case, bring that. I mean, church would be a lot more interesting if there are dragons, and maybe Moses, he fights the Pharaoh on the back of a dragon. I want to see that movie. That's way better than the one with Charlton Heston. Just saying that. But there was a ruling today or recently about E. Jean Carroll, and Trump appealed her $5 million victory against him for raping her. I don't know if you remember this, but back in the 90s, she was a pretty young blonde woman in New York City. I think she was a columnist, and Trump and she knew each other. They bumped into each other at a fabric store or at a clothing store. And of course, what do you do when you're in a clothing store and you meet a woman that you're acquainted with? You rape her in a changing room. It's classic. It's just the classic boy meets girl in a clothing store, and then pushes her into a changing room and rapes her. Now, you know, you might say, hey, don't say that. That's not very nice. You know, it's alleged that this happened, but also proven in court. You know, my understanding is that when, you know, until a crime is proven, now this is often dealing with criminal court. In this E. Jean Carroll case was civil court. Now, again, E. Jean Carroll, she was raped back in the 90s, and she asked some legal expert, some friends and a lawyer, like, should I go to the police? And they were like, oh, Trump raped you? No, don't go to the police because he's rich. He will bury you. And you know, back then, things were a little different, and they may have been right about that back then. But basically, it is like a little reminder to women, if you do get raped or molested, go to police right away. Justice moves slowly in this country, and 7 years is the statute of limitations. So she couldn't take him to criminal court, so she took him to civil court. Why? Because she said that he raped her, and then he said, you're a liar and you're ugly. I would never rape you. Basically, it's like, that's pretty low. I mean, if you're going to rape somebody, I don't think you should ever, you know, then claim later that they're unrapeable. That's not, well, anyways, she sued and won and was awarded $5 million. And then he appealed and lost. And also afterwards, he said the same thing. He said he didn't rape her, and she's ugly. And so he sued him again, which that's going to court even before his criminal cases. So that'll be in January. He's going to go to court to lose more money to E. Jean Carroll, which it seems like it'd be the ultimate slam dunk, because how do you lose a case that you've already won? You know, like, she's already won the case. And Rudy Giuliani, not to be outdone by his boss, Trump, he basically has done the exact same thing. He, you know, remember those two women who were poll workers in Atlanta, and it was a mother and daughter. I can't remember their names, but they're, you know, rotund black women. And you know, basically working at the polls on election day, if you've ever done it, it's basically volunteer work, and then they just hand you some beer money at the end of the day. You generally get, like, you know, 125, something like that. And then the weird guy at the end of the table, he'll usually buy pizza or some donuts or something like that, because he's trying to make friends, but, you know, you kind of ignore him anyways. But you do eat the pizza because you're not making enough money. And, you know, but, you know, so these are two poll workers. They're not making a lot of money, and one day out of their life. And so, you know, after the election, when Trump and his team, including Giuliani, were making the case that, oh, the election was stolen, they were showing video of these two just sort of like passing around Tic Tacs, you know, gum, like mint gum, because I guess if you're sitting around counting ballots by hand, you know, your breath gets a little stale. So you want a Tic Tac or some minty gum. They're like passing around the ballots, and Giuliani just takes this video and says these women are stealing the election from Trump. You know, they're just carding, and, you know, that wasn't the case. And things being as they are on the right, you know, of course, it ruined their lives, because let's face it, if Trump says anything or Giuliani says anything, then you have to try to murder those people. And so basically these women have been like fleeing for their lives for the past 3 years. I shouldn't laugh, but it's funny, you know, because people are insane. But and they had to move. They took down all their social media. One of them had to shut down her business or something like that. So anyways, they sued Giuliani and won. And so the judge found in their favor, Giuliani loses. And it's even before the judge is going to hand out the award. Is he going to say how much Giuliani owes them? Giuliani calls a press conference and then says they stole the election from Trump, and that's the fact. And so they're going to sue him again. So it's just going to be like, I guess, you know, that's the game. Like, just keep lying, and then they'll just keep suing you. I don't know. I guess if people are donating enough money to your legal fund, then you can just keep going to court. I guess that's the scheme. So, you know, and Trump's also facing, 99 criminal complaints in four cases, which start in March, I think, March, May, April. Through the summer, there's going to be these cases, two of them around stealing the election, one out of Atlanta, one in the federal government, one about handling documents, stealing basically nuclear secrets, and then waving them around in front of a cute journalist who probably he wanted to fuck. I mean, let's face it, he is a dirty dog kind of guy. And the fourth, of course, is for paying off a porn star, Stormy Daniels, for... and they always say that it was a relationship, like, you know, he was running for president and then he bribed her. So if you're considering running for president and you are having intercourse with a woman named Stormy Daniels or similarly like a porn star, I mean, she's a legit porn star. She's been in pornography. She does like the porn. But, you know, if you're going to run for president, the price has been set. It's $130,000. That's expensive. That's why I think I'm going to pass. I'm not going to run for president. Also, I wouldn't vote for me. I'm not sure. Nobody else should. I wouldn't. I mean, like in debates, like, you know, the opposition would be like, you shouldn't be president. I'd be like, I know I shouldn't. It'd be a terrible idea if I were president. So I'm not going to run. That's good news for me because I don't. Well, also, I can't afford to sleep with porn stars the first time. I mean, and then the second cost, that's too much money for me. It's too, I can't even pay for Stormy Daniels, you know, porn, you know, online. I just watch the free videos. I don't know how much porn do you have to consume that you're paying for it, is what I'm saying. You know, like, it's, the internet's filthy, and it's, isn't it all free? I'm always hear about, like, you know, Pornhub or this Canadian porn giant Pornhub is like hugely profitable because of all the subscriptions they're selling. It's like, who buys a subscription to Pornhub? I mean, I don't have that kind of time. I think you'd have to have, like, you know, braces on your wrists or something like that to be able to be going at it that much. I mean, there's no, anyways, and also, like, the idea of, the thing about the whole relationship with the Trump and Stormy Daniels, they always like to define it as a relationship. You know, like, he had a relationship, a sexual relationship with Stormy Daniels. He didn't have a relationship with Stormy Daniels. She's a sex worker. He paid her for sex. You know, I mean, that's usually how that goes. She wasn't his girlfriend. He was married. I think Melania was pregnant at the time, which, you know, that's inelegant. Not elegant. That's bad on him. He, you know, no wonder Melania was so slow to move into the White House when he was elected president. She was still smarting over the fact that he was rolling around with porn stars. I wasn't there, but I know how porn stars work. They fuck for money. So that's how they weren't boyfriend and girlfriend people. I'm sorry to break it with you there. But, you know, that's a lot of pressure. I mean, who does that in their spare time, like having sex with porn stars? I would be intimidated. You know, Stormy Daniels, I haven't seen all of her stuff because, like I said, I don't have the paid Pornhub. I just have the, you know, standard, you know, I got 10 minutes to kill before my kids come home. And I want to see what Stormy Daniels is getting up to. And so, I just peek. And, it's a lot of pressure. These guys she's with have some equipment, you know, and I'm not saying I do okay, you know, but even so, you know, I mean, I'm certainly not a porn star. I, you know, she would make me blush. That's the fourth. That's the fourth criminal charge, is that he basically paid her $130,000 and he moved some money around illegally. And he's supposedly like some sort of billionaire. I'm not sure why he didn't just go to the bank and just go get $130,000. If he's a billionaire, this is pocket change, right? Why does he have to move some shit around and take it out of his election fund? The whole thing like calls into question his whole backstory. Like, you know, he always praises himself as like a self-made millionaire, which is hilarious. or a self-made billionaire, which is hilarious because his father was a billionaire. I don't think he knows what a self-made billionaire is. It seems like he's confused on the whole concept of self-made billionaire. I think if your dad's a billionaire and then you're a billionaire because you inherited billions of dollars, I mean, unless you killed your father, which maybe he did. Maybe that's what he's saying. He's confessing that he killed Fred Trump. I don't know. But self-made billionaire usually means that you didn't have $1 billion when you were born. So just a tip there for Trump. He's not so good with the words. He's got 10 and he uses them all over the time again and again and again. But anywho, yeah, like Mike Johnson, this Mike Johnson, you might remember, Kevin McCarthy was humiliated basically when he was thrown out of Speaker of the House of Representatives by the Freedom Caucus, which, you know, they're not into about freedom. I mean, we do know now that it's the fascist caucus. It's the fascist caucus or crazy caucus. I don't know. But anyways, Kevin McCarthy had done the things that speakers of the House always do, like pass budgets and stuff like that, negotiate with Democrats if you're a Republican, controversial things like that, fund government, and those sorts of horrible things that the Freedom Caucus hated. And so they kicked him out. They had held his feet to the fire and required him to pass rules that allow one person to pass a motion to get a Speaker of the House ousted, and then he couldn't get the votes to get reelected. So then there was like 3 weeks when we didn't have a Speaker of the House because the Republicans couldn't figure out who to pick, and then they picked Mike Johnson, which is surprising because, like I said, he's a creationist, believes in dragons, which I don't know if maybe you're into D&D, and that's a big plus. I think generally, your average, thinking individual thinks that dragons were, they're fun in like a good fantasy novel or, Game of Thrones. I really enjoyed the dragons there. But in the real life, not as much. I think probably not a real thing. But also, getting back to the porn thing, another interesting Mike Johnson does is that, he is a backer of an app where to keep people from using porn, and there's all these Christian communities where they decide that people shouldn't masturbate and shouldn't look at pornography. So I'm not a Christian, I guess. I don't know. But they go to extreme lengths. Like the Mormons, if you're really, really Mormon, you might wear like massive underwear that like cover you from head to your ankles or something like that. Because then you can't get at your penis or your vagina, and so there's no way you could masturbate. But the way Mike Johnson is advocating, it's just a little tech forward. It's a cell phone app or some sort of app. It's on one of his devices where you marshal a friend to make sure you don't use porn. Like if you use porn, then this app will tell your friend, hey, this guy's looking at porn, and then I guess they go and fuck you up or something like that. They beat the crap out. I don't know what they do, but it's certainly humiliating. I mean, I use porn and I masturbate, but I'm not going to talk about it with my friends. That's awkward, please. And just a reminder, if you're going to respond to this podcast, I don't want to hear about your masturbation, all right? That's just... But anyways, the real interesting thing that Mike Johnson did was I guess he doesn't have any friends, so he picked his teenage son to be his partner. So when Mike Johnson looks at pornography, his 15-year-old son gets a note through the app that he's, hey, Johnson Jr., your dad's beating it again to Stormy Daniels. Sorry. It's too wrong to even talk about. I mean, I have kids and they've almost caught me masturbating many times. But I've managed it. I've gotten over and they haven't actually caught me, even though I've gotten a little sloppy. But, I'm certainly not going to confess to my son that I masturbate. That's ridiculous. I mean, Mike Johnson, please, you're fucking up your children in horrible ways. Please stop it. That's the worst thing. I mean, even compared to Trump, I mean, who's seems like genuinely a horrible father, but I mean, you could just see the contempt he has for his children when he's around them. I mean, these Tiffany, your heart goes out for her because she's not around much. I think she's got the right idea. I mean, the other three look like these, you know, ragged, bedraggled, wet rats or something like that. Especially John Jr. Don Jr. I mean, this guy, wow, he just looks fucked up, man. I don't mean just the cocaine. He looks a little, there's pain in his eyes. There's a hurt that from his childhood that no person can fill. It's why he's attracted to crazy women, but because they won't judge him. I mean, they accept him how he is. But so Volodymyr Zelensky visited the United States recently and met with President Biden because he's running out of guns to fight Putin, and he also met with Republican senators and representatives to ask them to support his war. And I guess the news was that they kind of gave him, not the president of the United States, Biden. He's grandpa. I think he meets with everybody. And just, I mean, he probably gives them all like a hard candy. You know what I mean? Like, he strikes me that way. Hey, would you like a hard candy? Yeah, he just seems like one of those old men that probably has like a little jar of hard candies around the office all the time. Sort of like, you know, Ronald Reagan always had jelly beans. Remember how he loved jelly beans. Old men and sweets. What? There's something there. I don't know what it is, but certainly my assumption is that Biden likes sweets because he just looks like one of those. He looks old. I mean, the thing about Biden is he's a little bit older than Donald Trump, but roughly they're contemporaries. But Trump wears makeup and has fake hair and colors his hair. And, you know, Biden doesn't do anything. He's got like more age spots on his forehead right now than I think, you know, he looks like Gorbachev, you know, with a little more of a scatter shot going on there. And you know, he's pretty bright for an old guy, but he's got grandpa pants. He's got a bad case of grandpa pants. I mean, you know what I mean? Like the way pants fit on a grandpa, you know, like it's, they're a little bit, the waist is a little bit too high, and it's just, it's all too saggy. Because, you know, men, they don't want to wear anything too tight because I think they're worried that a limb might fall off or something like that. Yeah, if they cut off the blood supply and then maybe their right leg would just pop off like a spider or something like that. So, yeah, I mean, he's ridiculously old, and, you know, hopefully he'll be president again because I don't think there's another Democrat running against him that has a shot of beating him, and the Republican nominee is going to be Trump. I mean, that's all. I mean, he's going to be in jail, but he's probably going to win the nomination for the Republican, because these Republicans are, I mean, it's crazy. I don't know. I mean, what do you got to do to, you know, get yourself nixed? I mean, you rape a woman in a, you know, a clothing store? Obviously not, because that's been proven in court. He also talks about molesting people, you know. Also, I think most Republicans really like the fact that he fucked Stormy Daniels. I think that's, you know, I think it's cool, you know. Like I said, maybe they're like me. I'm like, I couldn't fuck Stormy Daniels. I'd be too intimidated. Stormy Daniels has said some nasty things about Trump. And that's the thing you have to worry about when you fuck a porn star, because, you know, porn stars aren't known for being, like, kind. You know, they're not nice to people, you know. And Stormy Daniels said that he has small penis, so, which, you know, probably means he has an average-sized penis, let's face it, because I've seen, like I said, I haven't seen all our movies, but I've seen a couple of them, and the penises were large. These were king-sized penises that were being jammed into her on video. So if check it out on if you don't believe me, check it out on Pornhub. Like I said, you can see it for free. But, you know, she said Trump doesn't have, like, a big dick, which brings back the whole, you know, you might even remember back going back in the 90s, there was a running joke that Trump had small hands, you know, because back in the 90s, before he was, you know, the leading politician on the right, which was ridiculous. He was like just a guy that was rich, had a rich dad, and went around to dance clubs and fucked a bunch of women because he was rich. And you know, he was in the New York Post and all those gossip columns all the time. And he was famous for like calling in and leaking stories about himself. And all the gossip columnists knew about it because, you know, Trump's voice is like so fucking distinct. I mean, he can't pretend to be anybody else. I mean, he's like, he just always sounds like Trump, you know. Well, anyways, he would call and leak stories about himself. And one of the running jokes that started going around back then was that he had small hands. And oh my goodness, he was so destroyed by it. I mean, it was like really, he would always like show off his hands. Like, and he still does today. He's like always like displays his large. He thinks he has girl hands, but he thinks he has large hands. Because, you know, he's never done a day labor in his life. So, I mean, he can't get his fingers to go around a hammer because he's never had the opportunity. But so he doesn't know like what a normal male hand looks like. You know, they're probably like soft, like a baby's bottom. You know, he's never done a day's labor in his life. So anyways, and that's always correlated with penises. So that tracks. I mean, there is something to be said. I think he probably does have a small penis. So I just. And that's bad action. So I hope you enjoyed my podcast. This has been Thomas Mackey. I've been enjoying talking to you all, and hope you have a good day.